When your furnace quits, you need it fixed, fast. This is Dennis Sullivan, president of Care Heating and Cooling. Our technicians are paid to fix your HVAC system, not sell you a new one. We show up on time, diagnose the problem, and get you comfortable again without the high-pressure sales pitch. It's our commitment to honesty and craftsmanship that helped us win a BBB Torch Award for ethics and be recognized as Lennox's Partner of the Year in 2024. So call Care Heating and Cooling at 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan on News Talk.
From golf to swimming pools, Robert is on the line. Robert, why did you get in touch?
I got in touch, Andrea, and thank you for having me on. Because I was listening to it yesterday, and I feel very passionate about swimming. It's the second most highest adult physical education in Ireland, I believe. I live near Timoleague in West Cork, and really, like, I go swimming in MTU's a pool near MTU in Cork City, or in Cove, where I'm originally from.
Okay.
And the nearest other pool is basically Dunmanway, public pools I'm talking about.
Yeah.
They really need one in Bandon. And I've heard from staff, even at the Leisure World in Bishopstown, Cork, the one near MTU, that a number of parents are quite annoyed, annoyed to a certain extent, in having to drive their kids all the way up to Cork City from Bandon for lessons and that kind of thing.
Just roughly how far is that, Robert?
Well, okay, so not massive distance, but yeah, you know, we're talking nearly an hour probably, given the traffic each way.
Yeah, okay.
You know, so 2 hours, you know, if one is just going swimming, yeah, you know, fair enough. There is quite an active sea swimming group in West Cork, but you know, to be honest, even though I don't mind the cold that much, you know, it's really for the brave.
Yeah,
it's not quite the same.
You don't have access to the public pool, and I know it's not necessarily the same, but is there even access to a private facility?
Well, I think the only private pool in Bandon, it used to be a privately owned. It was owned actually by someone living in a house nearby, who gave private lessons in that. There is one in the Quality Hotel, I think it's now called the Clonakilty Hotel in Clonakilty, and there is one out in the Celtic Ross in Roscarbery. But those pools are, they're not very deep for a start. Like I know the public pools aren't generally diving pools, but they're maybe 2 meters deep at the deep end. Those pools are maybe a meter. I see that Swim Ireland had a study recently I couldn't actually reconcile their statistics. They said something about 81,000 population to each pool, 246 public pools. But if you multiply those, you get 28 million people, and we've maybe 5 million people in Ireland. So I can't actually reconcile that. But the UK apparently looks worse than Ireland. In general, even though Scotland cites 14,000 people per pool there. But like, there are modular swimming pools as well, you know, with modern technology, robotics, ways of gathering energy, you know, even in a gym, you know, as someone uses, let's say, a rowing machine and whatever machine they use, you know, there could be some mechanism that actually absorbs the energy being created.
So you want more, you want bath, greater, you know, access then, Robert, to public swimming pools? And
I need greater access, yes.
Yeah, so more pools, basically.
Like, yeah, basically. And there are lots of, you know, thinking laterally, like, I'm retired and I have a background in accounts, so I'd be quite happy to work for free, you know, in reception or something.
Fair pleasure, yeah.
You know, well, not quite for free. I get some free swimming at the same time.
Yeah.
But you know what I mean? You know, so many hours a day or certain days. Like, they need to start thinking laterally. And modular pools are much cheaper as well. We hear enough about modular housing and that. But modular pools are also much cheaper than, let's say, the real thing.
Yeah,
you know?
It's only a couple of weeks ago Swim Ireland actually released that report. And I think one of the things that sort of jumped out for me was our reliance, or maybe our over-reliance on hotels. I mean, we're basically sort of expecting the hotels across the country to supply the swimming pools. It was 57% of Irish pools at the moment are currently in hotels. And we seem to be lagging way behind other European countries, you know, in terms of our public facilities?
As with many things, I think in many countries, not just Ireland, but I think governments, you know, it's an easy, like those figures are being fudged then to some extent because they know that people are just going to hotels. But like for me to pay for a hotel subscription, it wouldn't really be worth it.
Some of the memberships
are
huge.
Commit myself, you know.
Yeah, well, we want to hear from listeners about this today. Robert, stick with us and thanks for getting in touch. The email's lunchtimelivenewstalk.com. Carl McNally is the director of Water Babies Ireland East. Do you agree with Robert, Carl? Do we just need more investment in public pools?
Oh, absolutely. Couldn't agree with him more. And it's long overdue. And it's just gotten worse in recent years. And, you know, with, you know, so a lot of pools being closed. I know Portmarnock has recently closed and a lot from storm damage, et cetera, et cetera. And so it's getting worse instead of getting better. I know there are new pools being commissioned or opening. Yeah, I know there's a new pool opening in Lucan soon, but that's 25 years, if not longer, in the making. Yeah, it's. I'd wholeheartedly agree with him. You know, we as a business use a lot of hotel pools to teach our lessons, and we're reliant on them for our business. But you know, there's nowhere for these little swimmers to go once they finish with us. Yeah. You know, there's just not enough.
But I couldn't tell you the last time, Carl, I heard of a public swimming pool opening. Like, it's just not something. Like, they must date back to the early 1990s then, the majority of public pools.
The majority. There's a couple have opened in the Dublin areas. I can only speak for I'm in Dublin myself. But rare. It's rare, you know, but we definitely need more. There was plans for a pool in North County Dublin. And that those plans got shelved. I think COVID happened in the meantime and nothing else has happened since, you know. So, and it's areas where there are no pools, and pools that were there, as in that article or the report from Swim Ireland, a lot of the stock is getting old and closing. And that's why pools like Portmarnock, Glenalbon, if there's any major damage happens, it's just they don't have any kind of funds or resilience there to get in and get it fixed. You know, it's like, it would probably cost us as much to fix it as to build a new one, but then there's no plans to build any new ones. So it's really, really shocking.
Yeah. Eric's with us. Eric, you're in Limerick. You're a dad of three. How easy is it to get pool accessibility there?
Well, one of my daughters is a competitive swimmer and she's up at 5 o'clock in the morning, 4 days a week. So I know all about pools.
Right, okay.
So in Limerick, there are three large pools in Limerick. One is provided by the university, which is an excellent facility, but again, it's the university provided. And over the last 2 years, the two public pools in the county have been closed for renovation. When a pool closes, it seems to close for absolutely years.
The two of them closed at the one time.
Well, they closed. Yeah, they didn't close exactly the same time, but they overlapped. They're closed. The portion overlapped. So Askeaton was closed for the bones of 2 years, and it's only opening up very soon. And then the other one in Limerick City closes for about four or five months while it was being renovated. So, like your previous two callers were saying, we're relying on the private sector, we're relying on hotels to keep the swimming options open for people. It's getting so bad for competitive swimming that, like at the weekend there now, there was people travelling all the way from Leitrim, West Mayo, all the way down to Limerick for the one pool to take part in a competitive competition because there's no 50 metre pool in most of the west of Ireland. I think Dublin and Limerick are probably only two. Cork as well. Yeah, Cork. Cork clubs are now hosting their competitions in Limerick because the pools down in Cork, which is a very large city, or especially for Irish size, they're not able to. They're not big enough. So swimming is exceptionally popular. Kids love it. But the facilities are lacking. We're just, unfortunately, infrastructure in this country is lacking, isn't it?
Well, it's funny. The text here from a listener who says, though, I find it really annoying when you go to pay big money to stay in a hotel and then the next thing, the pool is chock-a-block with lessons. Which I suppose that's probably what's happening, is it?
Probably what is. And I suppose, look, running a pool is probably very expensive, I would imagine.
Yeah.
So hotels are, you know, they're probably trying to make money in different ways to keep the doors open, keep the lights on, so to speak. But yeah, I've no doubt. Now, in fairness, I would imagine most hotels keep their lessons to kind of the non-peak times so that guests get access, but I can't for every pool.
Listener says, I actually operate 12 public pools currently, and I will be operating the new Lucan pool open shortly as well. The modular pools are not necessarily the best value, and hotel swimming pools are not suitable to serve the public needs. Duncan Smith, Labour TD for Dublin Fingal East, is with us on the line today. What is the situation with the Lucan pool, Duncan? Are you aware of that at the moment?
The Lucan pool is a South County Dublin pool, I understand. It's not in the Fingal area, so I don't have too much.
Right.
Not really, but what we experienced in Fingal is the only local authority area in the country that doesn't have a public pool. There is one coming on stream in Balbriggan, which has been loft delayed, but our key one is the Portmarnock Sports and Leisure Centre pool, which isn't a local authority pool, but has served in that capacity for nearly 40 years. Mm. And has huge degree of public access and has rates commensurate with Dublin City Council pool rates. And that's currently out of action because of the cost of repair. And the key issue here is that there is no definitive line of funding or application for swimming pools. There used to be, that ended over 20 years ago, there used to be a swimming pool fund provided by government. So now you have somewhere like the PSLC, which is catering for nearly 2,500 swimmers a week, from disability needs to schools, public swimming, sports clubs. They are having to go engage with the local authority, engage through people like myself and my colleague, Councillor Bree McDonough, with government, and also go into their own resources to see can they get this fixed. Now, as one of your previous listeners said, repairing a swimming pool, particularly older swimming pools, is very expensive.
Yeah.
This is a huge problem, and I'm delighted that you're focusing in on this, because swimming is different. It's not like other activities or other pursuits or sports. I mean, this is a life skill. And our rates of swimming pool per capita, as you mentioned, very, very low compared to the European average. I mean, when I raised this in the Dáil with the Taoiseach in terms of Portmarnock Sports and Leisure Centre, I said I was lucky enough to grow up in Dublin City Centre, or Dublin City Council. I learned in my local Finglas swimming pool. People in Fingal don't have that. And the Taoiseach said, well, he learned to swim in the sea. Now, I don't think he meant to be as flippant as it sounded, but he didn't grasp how serious this problem is. People, I'm also a father of young children who were teaching how to swim. We're going to hotels, you know, for swimming lessons, private gyms for swimming lessons. It's very, very, very hard out there to have easy access, cost-effective access for particularly young children to learn how to swim.
Why do we not invest in it?
I think local authorities turned their back on it due to the expense, and I don't think it was pushed enough from successive governments. I think we took for granted that swimming and access to swimming is not easy, and it is, I think, a public provision. The state need to be heavily involved in it. We can't leave it to the private sector. But this is the wake-up call, and this is why this segment is very, very important, because we've parents out there who are pulling their hair out trying to get swimming lessons for their kids. We have people who, with disabilities who need swimming as part of their recovery, as part of their rehabilitation. There's so much that swimming provides. It is such a public need. The fact that the state do not have this as a central provision, and that when something does go wrong with a community facility, and the PSLC in Portmarnock is a community facility, the pathway to getting repairs done is so difficult and complex. That it requires a huge amount of work and effort and resources. And all that while, we have nearly 2,500 people a week who are without a swimming resource in the South Fingal area, in Portmarnock and Malahide.
And it's not just, as we've heard today either, it's not just in the Dublin Fingal area. Gorey apparently doesn't have a swimming pool. There's two hotel pools only, says this texter. Another listener tells me that we need pools for rehabilitation. It's not just leisure and swimming lessons. The best exercise, even for older people, in terms of diminishing mobility. Another listener tells me it's a total joke. The north side pool has been closed for over a year because the roof is damaged. Doesn't seem to be a timeline when it's going to be fixed, and as a result of this, all of the swimming lessons have been cancelled. Robert Keane is with us. Robert, you're the vice chair, is that right? Vice chairperson of the Mullingar Pool Action Group. What's the story there, Robert?
I am, Andrea, and thanks very much for having me on this evening as well. So my position is I'm the vice chairperson of Mullingar Production Group, a group that was formed 4 years ago. I suppose, like a lot of your listeners are texting in at the moment, born out of frustration, I suppose, because...
People are very exercised about this today.
It is, because I think swimming means a lot to a lot of people. I'm a competitive swimmer myself. I've swam all my life. I still compete at master's level. I also do open water swimming. And it means a lot to a lot of people. I suppose to get back to where we're at, we're probably a little bit further down the road to somebody who may be frustrated. Mullingar has a swimming pool that is over 53 years old and was built in the 70s. And it was built for a population of between 7,000 and 8,000 people, which is what Mullingar was back then. Mullingar is now 24,000 people, but it's not just the Mullingar town that it serves. It's also the greater Mullingar area, which is about 70,000 people. So, you know, the staff in Mullingar swimming pool do an amazing job. But the thing is that it goes back to what Swim Ireland say, it's capacity and accessibility to swimming pools. You know, we have worked tirelessly over the last 4 years, and we've taken a different approach. We worked very collaboratively and proactively with our local politicians. We have two sitting ministers on our production group. We've worked very well with the local county council. That's Westmeath County Council and their executive, along with Swim Ireland. Number one, in highlighting a need, you know, there was a sports needs assessment conducted by Westmeath County Council. And just to go back to your point about it, you know, it means a lot to people. The record number of submissions from the Mullingar area, there was over 600 submissions, and that's from singular houses, not from individuals, but from singular houses, were made on the sports needs assessment, highlighting how much they wanted input into the new swimming pool in Mullingar. You know, currently we've worked quite well with Westmeath County Council. It was quite a momentous day for us back in December. The project got full Part 8 planning. And just to highlight to a lot of listeners, you know, when it comes to Sports Ireland, they want to give money towards projects that are in a position to be shovel ready, you know, as opposed to just giving money towards something for design stage or for planning or that. And, you know, where Mullingar currently sits is as this has been a cross-community initiative. You know, every member of the community, the county council, the politicians have rolled in. We worked together on this. And where we currently are at is we've got Part 8 planning, but now we don't have funding. And you might say, well, but you've got an existing pool in the town. But the pool, it doesn't fit the needs of the community. It does not.
So what do you fundraise or something, or what do you do?
Well, you see, the thing is that, you know, projects like this, community and again, from somebody who's grown up in pools and community pools, and nothing on hotel pools, but community pools serve a purpose for the community.
Yeah.
You know, it's not just like staff in those pools, they know people by their name, they know their kids. Mullingar Swimming Pool has a local swimming club, it has a water polo club, it has a tobacco club, all these clubs are now currently at capacity, you know. And where we're at now is to free up other towns. Like, you know, there's other towns like Loughrea and Blessington are advocating for new pools. And that is...
So it's shelved, really, is it, Robert, the plans at the moment? Are they just halted or paused?
Well, there's no funding. You know, the two main... You know, you look at the large-scale... Sorry, it's correct. You look at large-scale infrastructure funding, you know, that is only released every number of years. And it probably is the budget for the sporting needs for... You know, I think Mullingar alone would love to have the majority of that budget, because what I mean by that is sporting infrastructure is not greatly served, if you know what I mean. And Swim Ireland have done an amazing job. I know Mary McMorrow and her predecessor Sarah Kane have done huge work in advocating for this, but you're only as good as the funding and lack of.
And I'm sure, I'm sure that's frustrating them when, of course, you listen to the 9 billion euro budget surplus that we were listening to all day on the news yesterday, and you're looking for funding. In Cork, a texter tells me back in the 80s and 90s, they closed the Cork City Bath and they built a car park. There's no public amenities to encourage city living. Listener tells me the private gym pool in Johnstown and Navan was sold along with the building. It was drained Kingdom built over. There's only one pool in Navan on the other side of the town, and Navan has a huge population. The councils should have taken it over. Just to go back to Robert for a moment. Robert, you got in touch because you kicked off this entire conversation today. What would you say to those in government about the possibility of, well, trying to fund, as Robert Keane said, more pools around the country?
Yeah, like obviously the government, like you know, the debt is something like a quarter of a trillion euros. I think people forget that sometimes, and interest has to be paid in that, and more than likely interest rates will probably start going up pretty soon if this crisis in Middle East continues. I think some kind of private-public kind of partnership needs to be done. Like, you know, if people contributed a certain amount, even 1,000 euros, like contributed by, let's say, 5,000 people, you know, that would raise 5 million euros. I believe public pools cost anywhere between 10 to 20 million euros to build. That's from Google's Gemini AI, so don't blame me if that's wrong. You know, so like people need to think outside the box. Like, you know, like as I said, I'd be willing to work free for a number of hours a week, just get some free swimming out of it. There's a social side as well. You know, they need to look really at the current model and see how that can be improved cost wise. Like solar paneling, that should reduce energy costs. You know, there are so many things. I'm not an expert in those fields. But,
yeah, but you think there's other ways maybe that we can
look at?
We can, yeah. And look, a lot of people getting in touch about this today, and people making the point as well about the over reliance on the hotel pools across the country. Keep your thoughts coming in to us. Email us lunchtimelivenewstalk.com. Robert, listen, thanks a million for getting in touch. Carol McNally there, Eric Duncan Smith, who's a Labour TD, and Robert Keane there, based in Mullingar.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan. Weekdays at midday on News Talk. Conversation that counts.